You are listening to Funky Uncles. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe.
Whew, gotta love that theme song. Thank you, Thaddeus Strauss, for sending that in 2 years ago now.
That's right. It really holds up. Really stands the test of time.
It really stands the test of time. No one's complained about it being irrelevant or dated in any way. It's still up to the modern standards. So thank you very much. Doubt you're listening, but we love you. Here from Medford, MA. You know what, Joe? Maybe it's not too late to publicize. I mean, not too early. Pardon, not too early to publicize. We're throwing a little party, right?
That's right. We've been around now for three. Actually, you know what? This is the perfect time to talk about it because it is. excuse me. Tomorrow is the third anniversary of the first time the Funky Uncles were on air.
That is
February 22nd, 2013.
Something else.
So we might. We might go back and cull some tracks from that original playlist.
Maybe, yeah, next.
The real headline is that we're going to have a little celebration about it. And every listener is invited all the time.
All you got to do is just call in and tell us you want to come to the party, and you'll be there.
We'll add you to the guest list.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I've been really digging on the internet for the past 2 months. And I kind of, over the next, you know, two to three months we have of Funky Uncles, kind of want to go through. Oh, Joe, you're making a very concerned face.
You hear that buzzing?
I do.
It's very loud buzzing.
I wonder if our dear listeners can hear it too. I think they probably can.
What about try bringing aux 2 down?
No. Weird. Well, we're going to have to make do, aren't we?
I guess so.
For now, I have a little track for you. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe.
Wait a little while. Left everything. Stop it!
You're listening to Funky Uncles, WMFO in Medford. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe, and we just heard from James Brown. Before that, we heard
Tootsie and the Maytals.
Toots and the Maytals.
And then...
Before that, what did we have?
Whoa.
Already forgotten.
No, before that, we had Latin Playboys.
Right.
And we started with the internet. Yeah, so this was a very impromptu little journey back in time. Started the present day, went back to the 90s with Latin Playboys.
That's right, that album was from 1994.
We went back to Toots. That's not true. That was in the 70s.
What was?
Toots. And then James Brown is in the 60s. So we did a very...
Well, I think this song actually was recorded in the early 70s. So I don't know when Toots and the Maytals...
In 74.
That's when the song was?
Yeah.
Okay, so I learned that this was recorded in 73, the James Brown song, Stoned to the Bone.
So it's still a sequential
trip back
in time.
So it was still chronologically backward, yeah. So that's good. We didn't try to do that, but that's just kind of the way it went. Because when we came in, you might have heard a little bit of it in the first 30 seconds of the show, but when we came in, Automation was playing, just shuffle
Toots and the Maytals.
And
it inspired us.
And it was really great, so we found that, and we thought it followed the low-key Latin Playboys track really well. That was Forever Nightshade Mary, the last song on their 1994 self-titled debut that I would not have heard about. I was doing a little bit of reading about Robert Christgau, the rock critic, over the winter break, and this was that was his favorite album of 1994, so that's what led me back to that, the Latin Playboys
really?
Album.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Christgau.
What does he know?
Robert Christgau.
What does he know?
I don't know, but it was pretty good. So you liked that song. So
I did.
He knows that much.
I really did.
He knows that Zando likes that song.
I'm going to go back in time and listen to that track. I mean, that album.
Yeah.
But right now, my summer was filled with really good listening. I had a long commute, so I spent a lot of time, headphones in, bopping my head back and forth.
Nice.
And I went back in time. I was listening to a bunch of Sly and the Family Stone and a lot of Prince this summer, trying to get back into the funk soul roots, if you will. And I'm kind of feeling, after the James Brown that Joe picked, a little bit more of that vein. So Joe, if it's all right, I'm going to play a nice little Sly track.
It's all right with me.
It's 3:20 p.m. It's February 21st, but it feels like April 29th.
Yes, it does.
We're broadcasting live to you.
91.5 FM.
91.5.
WMFO.org.
Cause you another minute at least. Take your time, but you gotta let me that girl looks forward to another meeting. Just like every day people I know.
It's Funky Uncles. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe, and we just heard a little bit from Arca. We took things, we shot things upward in intensity as the set went on. We started with a little Sly and the Family Stone. Xander, what was the track that you played?
Ooh, I actually played a couple tracks.
That's right.
I played You Caught Me Smiling, and the track after that, Time, for a little bit. And that those are both tracks off of There's a Riot Going On from 1973. Not totally sure. Let me fact check.
Go ahead and fact check that. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and say that after that, Xander was feeling the return to Prince, so we went and played Delirious from 1982's 1999.
Yeah, that's right.
And that one, you know, that kicked up the manic level, at least in comparison to the Sly and the Family Stone, and the sounds of that, even though they didn't, the tone of it was very different. The sounds, the sort of really bright synths that he was using, reminded me of this Arca song, Zen, that my friend sent me recently to listen to. So we dove right into that afterwards, even though that was quite a bit more jagged and angular than the upbeat Prince song. But it's still some really cool stuff. Arca, he's a pretty young fellow. I think he's probably like 24 or 25 now. And he just kind of had his own underground thing going on. And then in 2013, he worked on Yeezus with Kanye West. And then last year, he worked on Volnakura with Bjork. So he's got some big name credits to his own name. And he's also got some really impressive solo work as well. Moving forward, Zion was just checking out what's new on the block, on the music block. Which is, you know, not really a spatial referent. It's just what's new just in the world. So he found that, I guess, there's a new compilation of previously unreleased J. Dilla materials, which...
There's a crazy story that I'll summarize that mm-hmm. I heard in a podcast called Snap Judgment. Great podcast. You should listen to it. About this guy who found all of Dilla's unreleased tracks in cassette format from, like, before he died. He died in
2006.
All the stuff that he had created but hadn't released, which is like the mother lode, because J. Dilla is worth, you know, is gold in the world of hip hop, and you could probably sell that stuff for, you know, millions of dollars, because it's, you know, it's such a big name. And He actually, I don't know, he somehow, like, he inherited it through a storage unit he owned. I don't know why, but somehow this guy had the rights to it. But Dilla's mother, he reached out to Dilla's mother, who was super in debt for all the medical fees that
that's
she
right.
Had
I think
pay.
There's a foundation that you could still donate to cover
and
the debt. Because
she was
expenses.
Totally indebted after that, and Dilla lost all of his money into his own treatment. He was, you know, in the hospital for months.
Yeah, it was a
serious
battle.
Treatment. And he gave her the stuff so that she could, you know, make money and have her son's work. So it's a really touching and cool story. And I think that now, just now, all this stuff's being released, and it's going to be going on for a while because there were hundreds of tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure we could just let it go a little bit, start at the top of one of these new compilations, and see where it takes us.
Just dive right in.
All right. It's 3:35. Stick with us till the end of the hour.
I'm Uncle Joe.
Oh, there it is. You know what time it is. It's time for Funky Uncles. It's 3:42. But you know, this reminds me, Joe, we should really advertise that we're moving. The show will no longer be from 3 to 4 p.m. It's moving from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Sunday nights. Same day, different time, a little later, so we can get a little more naughty on the air, shall we say?
We just, you know, we don't have to stress as much about the content of each and every song. Plus, we get a little more time. We haven't had a two-hour slot since, what is it, junior?
Two years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yep. It was spring of sophomore year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a long time ago.
We've changed since then, haven't we, Joe?
We have.
Our nieces and nephews are older.
They're looking at colleges.
They're looking at schools. Hair's a little grayer than it's ever been. And that's just the way time ticks on.
You want to tell us what the weather's going to be like this week, Zan?
You know, Joe, I would love to.
I guess we should just run through the
I'm going to have to hack into the system, I think, to get the weather. Here we go. Let me just get a little sound of that.
Okay. Oh, wow. You're accessing the NASA's meteorological data.
Oh, wow. I've almost got it here. Almost have the meteorological techniques.
I didn't know you were this good a hacker.
My workflow is off the charts today.
Dude,
okay, I have it.
I have this new startup. You want to work at it?
Dude, I would
love
to.
We need some hackers.
I just love to throw ideas around all the time.
I'm just
always throwing ideas around for startups.
You seem like a true innovator.
You know, me and my housemates, we just kick back. You know, we're just always talking about ideas. We're always talking how to make money. There's a big article in the Wall Street Journal today about how Silicon Valley's starting to feel the heat.
What kind of heat?
The bubble might be bursting.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of article. It was a little scary.
I think, I mean, I feel like I read an article like that.
Yeah, there have been articles like that for
everybody wants to be the person that calls it, you know?
Yeah, we're calling it. Yeah, everyone's got to call it. Okay, well, let's call the weather report.
Let's call the weather. Well, let's first, just real quick, we heard a little Dilla. That was great.
Yes.
Unreleased Dilla. Took that over into Mad Lib. It's been a real Mad Lib kick for us the past 3 weeks.
We've really
been playing, I've been playing a lot from his Shades of Blue, Mad Lib Invades, the Blue Note Archives album. And that was just an instrumental from his 2014 joint album with Freddie Gibbs called Pinata. That was the beat from Harold's. Great song. Well, not appropriate for us to play at this time, so we just play the beat. But the beat's good on its own, too. All right, Zan, why don't you bring up the...
Why don't we bring it up?
Hawks 2, and tell us a little bit about what you found when you were hacking into NASA's meteorological data.
I hacked into NASA. I hacked into the National Weather Service, and here's what we got. Today, it's going to be a high of 53 degrees and a low of 30. It's going to get a little chillier as the week goes on, particularly by Tuesday, the high will be at 37. Tomorrow, it's going to be 41 degrees. Expect Wayne. expect Wayne to come by and visit later. Expect rain later in the week. Wednesday and Thursday, highs of 42 and 55 respectively. And by next weekend, it's going to be pretty chilly again with highs in the mid-30s. No snow in the forecast. This has been Weather Report with Weather Report, brought to you by Uncle Joe and Uncle Zan. And Joe, you know, that reminded me, I think it might be time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
For one of these.
What does the public need to know?
You know what? I'm a little inspired by this one.
Okay.
Because I'm about, oh man, it's not even a month. In less than a month, I'm taking a little jaunt, taking a little trip. What am I doing? I'm taking a little trip to Zion National Park in the Grand Canyon. Renting an RV with some homies, with some friends, amigos, and we're just going to take the Southwest by storm for a little bit. But this is a PSA about national parks, and that's why I was, you know, inspired here.
Right.
The Museum of Science presents National Parks Adventure. Take the ultimate cinematic off-trail trip into the nation's awe-inspiring great outdoors and untamed wilderness with the IMAX film National Parks Adventure at the Museum of Science. Spectacularly wild and beautiful places like Yosemite. Is that right, Joe? Yosemite, Yellowstone, the Everglades, the Redwoods, Arches, and Canyonlands are illuminated as never before with immersive giant screen cinematography, dinosaurs walking the earth. No, that I added that. Revealing a tapestry of natural wonders that will inspire the adventurer in us all. Joe, continue.
Okay.
Pick up the slack, Joe.
Sorry about that. For tickets and more information about the National Parks Adventure IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's MOS.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I gotta say, it looks like they've refreshed the book of PSAs. I haven't seen a lot of these before.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I know. I was joking. Just for the record, I do know it's Yosemite. I'm just trying to be a smart aleck over here.
Yosemite.
but yeah, this is some new stuff. I can't wait to get through all these, you know?
All the new PSAs?
We're going to get through all of them because we're going to have 2 hours.
That's true. We're going to have to
knock out 2 days. We're going to have to do one every hour. We get thrown into radio jail, right, Joe?
Nobody wants that.
Let me put this back over here. So, Joe, what are we doing? We got 10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes?
Before the squid pod takes hold of the show.
Yeah. So, I'm thinking, so last week when you were absent, I played the first track. It had just become available on Spotify. I mean, on Tidal, the new Kanye album. And I played one track because I knew it well enough to edit it a little bit.
Right, you're like...
Yeah.
Can we do that again?
We could do it again, but I don't think we have to, because I think there's one song that, as far as I know, does not, we don't even have to worry about it.
Okay.
It's kind of a radio pop song to begin with.
Yeah, let's
do
it.
But it's, you know, it's worth planned for no other reason than it's, you know, it's because we can. Why not, you know?
Okay, and I haven't heard, like, any of the new Kanye album because I'm incompetent at torrenting things.
Right.
Slash kind of scared of it. So Spotify really was good for me because I could for free listen to all my music
right.
that I wanted, and I didn't have to worry about downloading it legally. But now Tidal is, like, hijacking Kanye, and I can't listen to it. So I'm excited to hear this.
All right, well, this one, I won't pre-announce it too much, but let's just say that this, in another version of the albums, would have been the title track. So,
okay.
So here it is. This is Funky Uncles. Turn it up! Step up in this bitch like, turn it up! I'm the one your bitch like, yeah, I'm the one your bitch like. And I be talking shit like.
Ooh,
all right, never mind. I guess because it was such a happy song, happy sounding song that I just overlooked the.
There's a lot of that, Joe.
Wow, that was like really wrong. I just like was totally misjudged of that. All right, but next week when we don't have to worry about that, we'll play some more. All right, Zen, you got an alternative?
You know what, Joe? I'm really glad you asked. Could you do a little riffing while I?
Yeah, sure. So. If you like what you hear here on the on Funky Uncles, my housemate just started up a new podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
It's
a video.
It's a video podcast, which I guess is sort of an oxymoron these days, but there was a time where a video podcast was a real thing. I remember having some video podcasts on my iPod as a young one.
Wait, what? Video podcast?
Video podcast.
I don't know what that means.
It's just a video. I don't know.
It's just a video.
It's just a video, but it was because, you know, podcast, it wasn't necessarily like...
Matched up.
And audio journalism. It didn't necessarily connotate audio journalism. It was just like the iTunes way of like subscribing to some kind of media. That's just like the name they gave to their like this little free media subscription thing that you could have. It wasn't like a format in the sense of the kind of the way it is now.
Right.
So... That's what it was in like 2008 or whatever. So now, but Xander, I mean, I've been a guest on it already. It's on YouTube. The podcast, it's just called Podcast, and
it's just called Podcast.
It's just a lot of riffing back and forth. And Xan, you got to be a guest on it.
I will be a guest, and then we'll stream it on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a song. You know, this really isn't that original or interesting. I just wanted to maybe play this earlier to. Back to back with, what was it? It was maybe Dilla or something, but it was on my mind. This great song by Taylor McFerrin. So we'll ride out with Taylor McFerrin till the end of the hour. We'll be back for a farewell. You won't miss that. So here he is. time to say goodbye for now. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe, and you've been listening to Funky Uncles. Last time we'll be here Sunday, 3 to 4, but catch us next Sunday, 10 to 12, probably with some trainees.
It's going to be late at night, but we'll be putting up a fight to stay up and deliver the tunes that, not the tunes that you want, but the tunes that you deserve here at Funky Uncles. Because as uncles, we're authoritative figures, in a way, in the family.
That's right.
When the parents aren't around, we take care of the kids.
WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Squid Pot's up next. See you next week.